Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
What a freaking putt, man. What a freaking moment. Unbelievable. I read that was the longest putt of the tournament. Is that true? I don't know.
Probably.
But it was clutch. Absolutely clutch. For a guy who bogeyed, what, 6 out of his first 7? That right there is what the U.S. Open's all about. That right there is what Oakmont is all about. One dude finishes under par. It's the winner. He's just one under par. He battled his ass off. He said, J.J. Spaun did, that the delay helped him. And so he could kind of gather himself and he could think about things and then go back out there on the restart and try to get it done. And he was good on 17, obviously tremendous on 18. And my buddy's a huge golf fan. We've talked about him on the show before. It's where I get a lot of my golf bets. And we took Hovland after Saturday, you know, a little sprinkle on him, wanted some action. Right, Oh, you did the same thing? Yeah. And so part of me, a big part of me, was rooting for J.J. Spaun to just totally buckle and bottle it on 18. And when he made that putt, you can't do anything but feel good for the guy. Like, and you just respect it. You tip the cap. And then his kids are there. And he had a great quote after the tournament where he said, "My daughter asks me every time I play if I won. And sometimes I lie to her and just say, yeah, daddy won today. And today she didn't have to ask." I mean, dude, on Father's Day? Come on now. I also read, my wife did some digging here, that J.J. Spaun's wife has in the past told him he's not allowed to practice more than 5 hours because of, like, work-life balance. Yeah. And he has said, "Ah, you know what? Happy wife, happy life." Well, you think she's happy now?
Yes, very happy.
That putt made him and the family $4.3 million. He had 3 top finishes on tour this year. That brings his career earnings up to about $22 million. About $10 million this year.
Wow.
Maybe let him practice a little bit more.
Maybe a little bit more. Or maybe it's just right. Maybe it's just right.
I saw a tweet from Josh Rountree that said this was one of the best moments and finishes in Pittsburgh sports history. And I wonder if people agree at 412-928-9370. But before we get into that topic, Doran, just your takeaway from an awesome weekend and the finish there from Spaun.
It was just very cool. And if you didn't get to witness it in person, I mean, just watching it and knowing that it was in Western Pennsylvania, I thought it was great for us, for, you know, and it we gave the golf people what we're all about, kind of, you know, the ups and downs of the weather and how tough the course is. I mean, that speaks of what Pittsburgh, let's say that Oakmont is Pittsburgh and everybody knows what we're talking about, but that speaks of Pittsburgh. It's tough. You're going to get all kinds of, you know, different angles to it and you're going to have to fight through. And, you know, I was thinking a little bit, during Sunday, whenever there was a delay, I was like, somebody has to win, right? Like, it almost felt like nobody was going to win. It was like one of those situations where you just felt like nobody was going to hold the trophy at the end of the day because it was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And guys couldn't, you know, just really couldn't golf as well as they are used to.
You know what? No winner this weekend.
It almost felt like that. I was like, yeah, nobody's going to win. But I was like, somebody has to win. And I'm very anxious to see who that is. And Spaun, you know, had his name at the top of the leaderboard and obviously went up and down and just, you know, he played the best golf from start to finish. He really did. And that's a very hard thing to do at a very hard course in a big moment. Like, obviously, that there's other tournaments that you could win. You win a lot of money that aren't, you know, of high of stakes as the U.S. Open, but it gave you everything that it had. Oakmont did, and Spahn figured it out at the end of the day. So I thought it was great. I don't know if I was in favor of seeing some of the bigger names not make the cut. I kind of wanted to see some of those guys make a push at some point.
Yes.
Scotty was there a little bit towards the end.
I'll tell you what.
You know?
For those of us who bet on Scotty, and there are scores and scores of people who did, man, mm-hmm. He missed some putts. He could have been right there at the end.
Yep.
And I feel like he played awful. And really, coming down the stretch, you're like, all right, if these guys fall back a little bit and he just makes a shot or two, he could be right there. And it never happened for him. I'm kind of caught in between on that, Doran, because I do think you want to see the biggest of the names at the end. But in a way, it was almost perfect for Oakmont.
Yeah.
That it's just this hodgepodge, not of nothingness. It's not like these guys don't have names or legit golf fans don't know who they are, but they're relatively not well-known guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, the top five guys in contention at the end, apart from Hov, I think Hovland's probably the biggest name.
Biggest name, yes.
Out of that bunch.
Yep.
And while, yeah, I wish that there was a Goliath there at the end to kind of get defeated by the David that would be a JJ Spahn, it was kind of an homage to the course that it's just a bunch of guys who gritted through it at the very end. Yep. Kind of a hodgepodge. I wonder if people do agree with that Josh Rountree tweet. Like, one of the best finishes in Pittsburgh sports history at 412-928-9370. I think we want to do, like, Pittsburgh soil, too. Or, you know, Western PA soil.
Yep.
We'll get to some of those that would be on the list. Obviously, I think number one's got to be the 1960 World Series. And the game-winning home run there, the walk-off home run. But what other games, what other moments would hold a candle to this? 412-928-9370. I do think the finish was awesome. I do think him sinking the putt was awesome. I think if it had been, you know, in a different lifetime, if it was like Tiger Woods who made it, it would probably vault it
absolutely
more into that category.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or even Matt Vogt, if he ever got a chance.
Oh, my God.
You know, that would have made it more kind of central to us. I don't know if it was. I don't know if it's in my top of finishes in sports history. It was a great comeback, but I don't know if it was in my top. We got like. I mean, it was good, but I don't know if it really. It was good for like that moment, and then it was gone.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
And while the putt was clutch, and I'm happy it happened that way instead of him two putting.
Yeah,
like that made it much more dramatic and much cooler. And he did finish under par because he birdied there. There really wasn't much mystery. Hovland went first. He would have needed to birdie, or else you would have needed just this cataclysmic, almost impossible failure from Spahn there. So there was drama the last four or five holes, but by the time Spahn was walking up to his putt, you knew he was going to win the U.S. Open. Like, he didn't need to make that shot to win, which kind of brings it back a little bit for me. But what say you? 412-928-9370. And then you had this.
Good morning. This is Sports Radio 937, The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up. Because the world might have changed a lot over the years, but the DNA of Western Pennsylvania really hasn't.
It takes men of iron to make steel.
Pittsburgh is a place that built America. And I don't just mean that as a metaphor. The steel from this city made bridges and skyscrapers all over this country.
I mean, the whole damn region's a wreck at that point, right?
Yeah. Oh my.
I mean, that is just yinzer porn of the highest order.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that like a dozen times. And people were tagging us left and right on Twitter. But you're napping because, my God, you walked around all day Saturday just baking in the sun. I'm out on the course trying to survive out there yesterday, and we're just getting tweet after tweet after tweet, Harry, Harry, Harry. I'm like, there ain't no way.
Yeah, no way, right?
There ain't no
way.
That's
what I was thinking. I was like, no way.
No chance. And I had to do the thing where you take your phone and you cup it and you put it up against your ear, and I about pooped myself.
Yep.
Harry Callis featured prominently in the open of the coverage of the U.S. Open. Unbelievable. Do you consider this one of the best finishes in Pittsburgh sports history? 412-928-9370. I said the obvious one was Bill Mazeroski's home run to win the World Series. People have already texted in, no, you dumbass, you have missed the most obvious one, the immaculate reception. I actually think that winning the World Series with one swing of the bat is more magical than winning a game on the final play and then losing in the next round of the playoffs. Yeah. And I understand the historical significance of the immaculate reception and the improbability of all that, but consider who hit the home run against the Yankees. I mean, it was the damn Yankees. They outscore you by a million in the series. You win the series with your light hitting, tremendous fielding, Bill Mazeroski winning the thing by hitting it over the wall at Forbes Field. Like, come on, that's got to be number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because we all love our Pittsburgh sports teams more than we would love an individual golfer, I don't think that that putt, that finish is going to make it on the Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. But it allows us to go down memory lane. And so we will at 412-928-9370. We also want you to call in with your experiences of Oakmont this weekend. It was a who's who of stars. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up next. We'll talk about the golfers' reaction to Oakmont just whooping all their asses, including someone who took it out on the Oakmont locker room. That's all on the way, but we want a lot of calls this morning. 412-928-9370, and we'll talk to Yin's coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
J.J. Spahn, the winner of the 125th U.S. Open, the 10th such U.S. Open at Oakmont, and it led Josh Rountree, who was all over the course this weekend. I'm sure he walked 8 million steps, to tweet, one of the great finishes in Pittsburgh sports history. It was an awesome finish. It was clutch, and you get lost in the sauce, and you get caught up in the moment. The more we're sitting here thinking about it, I don't think it comes probably close to the Mount Rushmore of great Pittsburgh sports moments or Western PA sports moments on our soil.
Mm-hmm.
But it bears mentioning. It's probably an honorable mention kind of thing.
Yeah.
But here are a couple of the ones that we've come up with, and people are texting these in at 412-928-9370. Of course, the immaculate reception. Of course, Maz's home run in the 1960 World Series to walk off the damn Yankees. One that came to mind immediately for me was the 2017 Eastern Conference Final. Penguins, Senators, double overtime, Chris Kunitz with the knuckle puck.
Yep.
I was at my buddy Josh's place, and his wife, who had to work the next day, was asleep upstairs. And we all thought the game would be over earlier. He's like, yeah, come over. Well, she had to go to bed. So then it's overtime, and then it's double overtime, so we got to be quiet. When Kunitz scored, we didn't want to shout. So it was like two mimes. We're jumping up and down. Oh, is it right? Like you're gagging on something. And I jump up. I wrap my legs around his waist. And we fell onto his couch in pure jubilation. That's an all-timer right there. And the Penguins obviously go on to win back-to-back championships. You have Lemieux in 1992 against the Hawks. Game one. Civic Arena, 13 seconds left, and you've got Mike Lang screaming, you had to be here to believe it. One of the best all-time calls, and the place was just, it's shaking. It's registering on the Richter scale.
Mm-hmm.
Someone writes in Antonio Brown with the immaculate extension. I don't think regular season games.
Well, I was going to go at Devonshire or Pitt, but I don't know if that would count
as the
last play.
You know what, though?
Because
that was an unbelievable finish.
I do it because he's from Pittsburgh, too. Like, he's an Aliquippa kid. You know, he gets the pick six. And, you know, just the rivalry in the moment, the kickoff the college football season, that game, that'd probably be up there for me.
If you contextualize it, too, the rivalry hadn't been played in a while.
Right.
You had College Game Day there. the place is packed to the gills. There have never been more people at a sporting event in Pittsburgh history than at that game. Pitt's coming off an ACC championship. You're down a touchdown. Yep. Neil Brown doesn't go for it on fourth and one, you bum. Incredibly captivating game. And then West Virginia comes down at the right end on the fourth down pass, which is inches away from tying the game, because you know Neil wouldn't have gone for two, the big butt. But that thing's inches away from being potentially tied up. That was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great football game, it pains me to say. And then you're right, with Devonshire, that place was going bonkers. Texter, that Christmas Day game put the Steelers in the playoffs and eliminated the Ravens. Yeah, I know. I mean, that's a great finish. But, when you think about some of the other games we're talking about, moments we're talking about, they had more on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, the Cueto game. That was an awesome atmosphere. It wasn't a great game.
Right.
I mean, really, the last three innings, the thing was never in doubt.
Are we talking about a game, or are we talking about like a moment that like won a Pittsburgh team a game?
I think games, and you got to have moments. And yeah, the Cueto moment was one of, it really was one of the best moments in Pittsburgh sports history. Certainly recent Pittsburgh sports history, but the finish, I think, is a big part of it too.
Mm-hmm.
And Devonshire's was near the finish.
Yep.
This is a good one. 2008 AFC Championship game. Troy Polamalu with the pick six at the end.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You can weigh in on this at 412-928-9370. That's the number for the text line as well. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. How about Rory being a little baby back, you know what?
Yeah, he was upset. He was very upset.
He's breaking stuff on the tee box.
Yep, throwing his club.
He tomahawked it.
Yep.
He threw it right over his head. That thing went like 30 yards end over end. What are we doing, Rory? You were everybody's darling at the Masters. He was at the apex of his popularity. He finally completes the career Grand Slam. And this, you know, he cheats on his wife, whatever, allegedly, that whole deal going on. But he fights his way back. He's in the public eye. He's this big-time story. Everybody wanted to see Rory win the green jacket. And now, 2 months later, the guy's just a jackass. Texter, James Harrison's goal line pick six. We're talking about on Pittsburgh.
Yeah, here.
Pittsburgh soil. On Pittsburgh soil. And then you told me, I didn't even see this because I had my head buried in the church pew bunkers yesterday. I didn't see Wyndham Clark. He kicked the hell out of some lockers, yeah, allegedly.
He whooped the locker's ass. Like he broke a few lockers. Looked like he kicked them in. And this is like, I guess he just did this, a couple weeks ago, too. He lost his mind, so this is the second time.
Yep. Get it together, man.
Yep.
You got to get it together. And nobody should have any problem. I realize golf, there's like a decorum, right? Like you're supposed to be out there acting like a professional. I don't blame anybody for getting frustrated playing Oakmont.
No, me either.
But don't walk up into that hallowed ground and start beating the hell out of it destruction of property. Like, what are we doing, man?
Destroying stuff.
412-928-9370. And then you had, who was it, Burns, second shot on 15. You got the puddle-filled divot.
Yep.
And he's like, I ain't hitting from this. But then he has three officials come over, like, nah, play on. And he's all frustrated. And I get him being frustrated, but also, yeah, hit the ball. I mean, let's go.
I mean, a puddle-filled divot, I mean, come on. They could have moved it out. They could have moved it out. Think about what's on the line, too.
It's like, sitting in 8 inches of water.
Yeah, you always forget that. A lot on the line.
And then I saw somebody who had course access walk over and like step on it, and it's a viral tweet now. And you step down on that spot and it just, you could have put together a montage like the sounds of Oakmont, and they do this at the end of every major championship, the tee shots, the putts, the roars in the gallery. And if you wanted to have, I think, the soundtrack of Oakmont this weekend, it just would have been
that or missing in the rough.
Oh, the shots that would go from rough to now 10 yards away, also in the rough.
Yep.
And you know what, dude? I laughed every time. There wasn't a single one of those shots that didn't make me laugh.
Mm.
Even guys I was rooting for, every single shot I laughed. Because how could you not? Because that's how I play.
Very familiar.
Texter, at age 75, I was around for both the 1960 World Series and the Immaculate Reception. The Mazeroski home run easily beats Franco's touchdown. Yeah, you win the World Series,
right,
man.
Right.
On a walk-off home run. And I realized it was in 1960. That's the last time a Pittsburgh team won a championship on Pittsburgh soil. You had a chance in the 2016 Stanley Cup Final, Pens and Sharks Game 5, and the city was fit to blow the lid, man.
Yes.
You had thousands of people outside the arena watching on the big screen. Everyone thought that was going to be the night. It's going to be the party. And then they wind up losing. We all thought they were going to win that night. And they didn't. They had to win in San Jose Game 6. Chris Letang with the game winner. That would have been up there. But it didn't happen that way. What are some of the best finishes, some of the most drama-filled moments in Pittsburgh sports history that happened on Pittsburgh soil? 412-928-9370. Someone writes in, safe to say Rory is Starkey's favorite golfer now. You think Starkey smashes stuff?
He gets upset. He definitely gets upset. I don't think he smashes stuff, but he gets upset.
I feel like he'd be one of them sassafras. Yep. That kind of thing.
Yep.
Texter, you think the Oakmont groundskeepers are having a big keg party today?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
We were all rooting for our specific golfers, and you and I had Scotty at the very beginning, and then we got in on Hovland late, and you're rooting for those guys, and then you're just rooting for some of the dudes that you like. But I think we were all here in Western PA rooting for Oakmont.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I honestly wish that they got those lawnmowers out after Friday and cut the rough down.
What?
I kind of wanted to see that just to let them play. All right, now let's see how you do whenever the rough is cut down. Just the rough, like cut it down a little bit, maybe an inch or whatever, just so you could actually like see your ball.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, like now let's have an event.
They would do those overhead shots where they would zoom down on the lie. And half the time, you couldn't even see the damn ball.
You couldn't even see it.
But I liked it. You had to muscle it out, man.
Man.
Some massive hacks just to get the ball out of that stuff. I see what you're saying. But I liked that it was just a pain in the ass. And really, frankly, unfair.
It was very unfair. Very.
But you do it once every 9-10 years. You know? Like, that's the thing. And I realize the U.S. Open's supposed to be difficult. The most difficult tournament every year. Oakmont obviously takes it up a notch. I'm okay with it happening once a year and then at Oakmont once every 9 years or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Make them look like fools once a decade or so. What do we get it next? 2033, 2042, 2049. Oh, so we got it again coming up about eight years.
Yeah, 8 years.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It was a who's who. There were some famous faces around. We'll talk to you about our experiences. You can weigh in with yours at 412-928-9370. Frank in the car will be first up when we come back. We'll start taking your calls again, 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
One.
What a moment for J.J. Spahn. Throws his club in the air. The roar of the gallery. Those diehard golf fans from Western PA that wanted to stick around. I did not. I still have mud on my shoes.
Yeah, me too.
I'm thinking about never washing them. Being there for an historic event, I'm gonna keep that mud. Maybe I'll save the mud. Maybe I'll squirt it off and save the water.
Yeah, do that. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
This is a little jar of Oakmont water.
Yep.
From Sunday of the championship. 412-928-9370. Where does this compare to other great Pittsburgh sports moments on Pittsburgh soil? We'll also give you some more of our experiences from this weekend, which was wonderful, including Doran spending an awful lot of time with Dave Wonstadt.
Yes.
Of all people. But let's go to Frank in the car first. Hi, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
I was just calling about the Oakmont experience. My
yeah.
son had a blast. He was there every single day, sun up to sun down. He was a banner bearer, so he got to walk with the golfers
nice.
All day, carrying their name with their handicap or what they are and everything like oh, wow. that. But
who'd he walk with? Do you know, Frank?
Yeah, his biggest one was Brooks Koepka and
oh, wow.
Jason Day.
Oh.
But he had an absolute blast. And the golfers, they clearly had frustrations. I forget what golfer it was, but somebody tomahawked their bag, next shot out of the bunker, snapped the club they were tomahawking because it broke when they were hitting. But he said even at times he would laugh standing behind them with the way they were acting. The one golfer turned around and started smiling after they were laughing at him just the way they were acting.
Well, you could see the later it got, Frank, yeah. that they would get pissed and then they would laugh.
You're right, right.
Which was super cool. That yeah. sounds like a great experience for your son. And I'll tell you, first-class, world-class event put on.
Yes.
Out there. We took the shuttle over from Hartwood Acres. It could not have been a more smooth experience. You know me, dude. The older I get, I'm such a fair weather fan. Like, if it's not a good experience, I am out and I need to be coddled and I need things to go smooth. And I prepare meticulously. Like, we got to leave it this time. We got to get there. Yep. We got to do this. And that. We parked the car, 3-minute walk to the shuttle, got on the shuttle, and it left immediately. We got out, no lines to get in. On the way back, we walked out, right on a shuttle, out 20 minutes-ish, maybe even less than that. Wheels up, as they say, like 20 minutes after getting off the 20 minutes after getting on the shuttle. Just a spectacular and flawless execution of everything going on at Oakmont, plus the tents. And
it just was unbelievable. You're absolutely right. Every single thing from top to bottom, start to finish, was just flawless. Smooth. Everything was smooth. And the suites were awesome. We were talking before the show. I'm like, how long did it take to build those things? I mean, everything was just immaculate. Fantastic job by Oakmont. And, you know, obviously the U.S. GA of putting on that event. It was fantastic. Great job. Yep, great. Everything was great.
Not a single complaint.
No, not one.
Not one. People saying the 1994 U.S. Open at Oakmont, yes. How about you go back to 73, Johnny Miller with the 63 to come from behind and win was a big one. This wasn't even the best Oakmont finish.
Mm-hmm.
You had Angel Cabrera in 2007. Still just super cool. And Spahn, how about his second shot on two where he's 93 yards out? He hits the flag stick, and it rolls all the way back down onto the fairway.
Yep.
So he did what? Bogey 6 out of the first 7. That was not his fault. That was a horrendous break. A horrendous break. And for him to persevere, man, super cool. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, I could have sworn that I saw you guys together at Oakmont this weekend, but maybe it was another big black man with a white kid on his shoulders.
On his shoulders. No, that was us.
That was us. I got tired. Doran was wearing me like a knapsack.
You kept pulling on my shirt, tugging on it, like, please pick me up.
Doran, can we go to the tent now?
Pick me up.
I'm hot, Doran. Can you buy me something at the merch tent, please, Doran?
Yes, if you just shut up. Get on my shoulders.
We have an intern now, Doran.
We do.
RJ.
Yep.
Who plays football, I believe, at Westminster. Do I have that correct? How about that?
Yep.
So, Doran, finally, you've been asking for it. We get another ball knower here on staff.
Uh-huh.
Someone who might be able to have a legitimate conversation with you about football where you're not rolling your eyes the entire time.
I thought you were going to say another black guy, but you said ball knower, so it's good. Yeah, both. Checks the boxes. Mackie will be happy. He's a former Westminster athlete.
I thought you just meant Mackie was very passionate about diversity. I didn't know where you were going with that one. Hey, RJ, do you know Jason Mackey?
There's no way.
I don't know. Does Mackey go back and
speak? Yeah, I do. Westminster alumni. We talk about him all the time in the comm department. Shout out Jason Mackey. Got another Titan in here. It's great to be here.
Whoa! Nice. I've seen the future. RJ's taken my job in about 2 years. Yep. You hear those pipes?
Yep. Perfect.
Finally, we've been asking for an intern. We haven't had one since Sam.
That's right.
And Sam was more interested. And we love Sam, a great young man, but he was more interested in getting out of here as fast as possible so he could go play golf.
Yeah, in South Carolina.
Oh, all he would talk about, Gamecocks this, Gamecocks that. We're finally, we got a Titan. Texter, I think it was 5 bogeys in the first 7. Okay, well.
Yeah, 5 in the first 6. 5 out of 6. Sorry, same thing. He won. That's all that matters.
Hey, Doran, was Crowley holding your pocket all day long, following you around? No, you were sitting there talking, rubbing elbows with Wani, who was regaling you with some great stories.
Yeah, we were in the same suite, didn't even know it. And I walk in, they're like, hey, Wani was just here. I was like, oh, is he coming back? They're like, yep. And he comes back, and I'm like, hey, what's up? So we get to sit down, get to catch up a little bit. Kind of, we might have him on the show on Wednesday.
Let's go.
Talk some ball. But yeah, it's always good catching up with Coach Wansett. He had some funny stories. He definitely did.
Some that are for the air and some that aren't for the air.
Yeah.
I was by the squirrel because everyone's got to get their squirrel picture, you know? And I hear, Crowley, you suck. I just go, thank you. He's like, no, it's Pat. I turn around, it's Bostic. He had his kids there. He's like, is that what you just say when people heckle
just
you?
Just kept it moving.
You just say thank you. I was like, people don't generally come up to me in public and tell me I suck. They save that for Twitter and the text line and sometimes via the phones. Particularly when I'm ripping on Callis, but that's my default. If someone says you suck, I just say thank you. I keep it moving. I'm not trying to get in an altercation in public.
Right.
And hey, our ratings are great, but 50% of the people are going to dislike you. I mean, it's just the way of the world.
It's life.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I saw Bostic, saw Alex Highsmith.
Oh, okay. Did you say hi?
No.
Oh.
He had his kid, you know,
mm-hmm.
spending Father's Day there.
Yeah.
Just, he was trying to keep it moving.
Yeah.
What a brick, you know what house.
Yeah, he's big.
Big.
Yeah.
I interviewed him back when he got drafted when I worked at the other station. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. His dad's a super cool dude, too.
Sam, yeah, he's great.
He is the best.
Great.
Did they show a lot of celebrities on TV?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I wonder if Keaton was there.
I would think he would have been. Didn't see him.
Didn't see him, no. Mm-mm.
Texter, lies. The one bridge to walk across the turnpike was miserable. I mean, I guess it could have been depending on when you were there. I walked over it a couple of times. I mean, it's a little bottlenecky, and then you just keep it moving.
Right.
I didn't think it was that bad.
If that was the only complaint, then it was good.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make the bridge bigger.
Right. Like that's
There's
the only
nothing
like,
you can do.
Come on.
We will get into the Pirates weekend coming up at the top of the hour. I've got a really weird hypothetical conversation that me and my guys had that I want to run by you and Callis coming up next. And then, of course, your calls on the great Pittsburgh sports moments and how your experience went at Oakmont this weekend at 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get into the frustrating series over the weekend that the Pirates played against the Cubs. What, are you eating a meat stick over there?
What?
What, you got a meat stick?
No, I don't got no meat stick. What do you mean you got a meat stick?
Like jerky or something?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, earlier, yeah. I don't have one now. You just brought that up just because you wanted to say meat stick.
No, I brought it up because it smells like foot in here.
No, I had it like over an hour ago.
I know, it still smells. Where'd you throw it out
not,
in here? Go
it
throw it
not.
Out in Mel's studio.
You just went and took dump twice. So I didn't know you want to say I'm eating meat sticks and it stinks.
That was the 19th hole for me. That is how the weekend ends, with an exclamation point from me in the company bathroom. It was great to hang out with my buds yesterday. Some high school friends that I don't get to see as often as I'd like. Just some of the funniest people around. We broke out into the weirdest conversation ever. And Callis, I want you to weigh in on this too. So here comes the dog leg left. Here comes the bizarre turn. Get ready for it, guys. We're all going to die, right?
Yep.
But none of us know when we're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
If you could sign in blood and to guarantee that you could live to a certain age, where would I have to put that line for you to be like, all right, I'm in?
75.
That's high. But that's where my one friend also settled.
But you're saying probably on the other side, like if you just don't sign.
I came all the way down to 62.
62?
I would sign in blood to make it to 62. I am such an anxious person that to know, you know what? I got another 37 years. Oh, that's bad math. 27.
Yeah, it's under 30. It's under 30 years.
I still think I'd take 62 because I wouldn't have to worry every single day. Now, there'd be like a death clock in my head, and I'd be like, oh, no, I'm one day closer. And we could probably put it up here in the station, and it could be brought to you by like PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. Crowley's Death Clock. Yeah, brought to you by Top Dog Law.
So you get to sign, you know when you're going to die, but you get to choose the age you're going to die?
Yeah, what?
I wouldn't I live to 200 then.
No, because that's the whole point is how young is the line for you? Like 75 makes a lot of sense. Like any of us, I think, would sign for 75. Mm-hmm. How low can we bring it down before you're like, you know what? I'll roll the dice.
I go to 70.
Yeah.
70 is a nice age.
Yeah.
75, you start getting into old people problems.
Right? I don't know anymore. 75 is still pretty young.
Yeah, it's still pretty young now. But still, like, it would have to be the age where it's like, all right, am I enjoying the things that I enjoyed 30 years ago?
That's what my buddy
if
said.
If I'm not enjoying that.
Am I having sex?
Yeah, like, if I can't do that.
Can I walk up and down the stairs without
everything hurt?
Needing oxygen? Yeah.
Exactly. Like, okay, then I'm done. So whatever age that is.
I just don't believe enough in my liver, my heart, or my lungs. So I feel like I would, today, I'd be, you know what? Give me 62.
So are you saying, like, if you don't sign, then it's
you
roll the dice, and it could be 100.
Yeah, you could get struck by lightning walking out of the studio. Bang! But if you signed in blood, I got until 62, I could get hit by lightning, and I'm still fine.
Right.
But then there's the fine print. We were talking about the fine print. Like, what if I am in a full body cast the last 15 years? No, you got to be able-bodied by the time. Right. Yeah.
So you would settle... I don't know why you'd settle for 62. I think you're going to live longer than you think.
You never know. Texter writes in, you had friends in high school. I'm shocked. Why I ought to get out of here, you. Yes, I had friends. I only see them like once a year. That's because they live in the North Hills and I live in the South Hills.
It's almost shocking that's even a comment because you're such a peachy guy all the time.
You love me.
Do I?
I don't know. Depends on the day.
You love me now because I was on television.
What a superstar.
That is the only reason why he's being nice to you.
Because of this?
I was associated with Michael Keaton in Pittsburgh.
This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Pittsburgh's hometown sports talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about where I grew up.
I can't.
Can't believe it. I'm so upset.
How good of a job does Keaton do with that stuff?
Yeah. Michael Keaton!
Texter, 85, 62 is an absurd answer. It's not hard if you say, oh, yeah, I'd sign in blood to live 10 years longer than the average American male. Yeah, of course you would say 85. Of course you would say, everyone wants to live to 85. That ain't easy to do, live to 85. Of course you'll take a guaranteed 85. Who wouldn't take a guaranteed 85?
With modern medicine, I think it's easier than you think.
To get to 85?
You got to take care of yourself. You need to not eat like you do. You should exercise more, and you got to get rid of this kyphosis you got going on.
Now Harry's a life coach and a health coach. Look at that. You'll take advice from Harry.
I thought he'd be a shoo-in to take 62, with all due respect. I thought you'd be a 62 sign in blood. I'm totally about that.
My grandfather just passed away at 93. I'd like to take my chances. I got good genes.
That's
like
same him. Here. So but all my grandparents in the 90s, yeah.
And he was buried by rubble in the war.
Oh, yeah. He was got a Purple Heart.
Maybe he made a deal that you didn't know about.
And his lungs were terrible for the rest of his life because of that incident. Yeah. And he lived to 93.
Texter, Adam, you're killing me. I'll be 62 in July.
He survived colon cancer, too, by the way.
Have faith.
Take your chances.
How old did you say he was when he passed?
93.
I wonder if he had a deal. I'm making it to 93.
He's Irish, too. You're Irish. You can do this.
Thank you. Texter, not a bad question, but a little too doom and gloom this early. Fair enough.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
Started the conversation with we're all going to die.
Right. Like, I mean, I knew where it was going, but, you know, I was just like, all right, here we go. So I can prepare myself at this point for whenever these things happen, whenever he comes up with these things, because I know exactly where it's going to go. It always goes back to death.
This is why I had such a great time yesterday. Just four idiots walking around. Hey, when do you want to die?
Yeah, while Rory's over there just chucking the tomahawk in his club.
Bryson DeChambeau's walking between holes like, wow, look how cool that is. So 63, huh? 62? You're good? That's when you'd sign up to die? Wonderful. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. When do you want to die? All right, coming up next, it was this close to being a great weekend for the Pirates, but it really was just a microcosm of their entire season, and it's got us all pulling our hair out. We'll get to that coming up next. First, though, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.